Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Madison, Wisconsin, dateline for the nation's latest mass shooting. Police say a 15-year-old girl student shot and killed two people at Abundant Life Christian School. Another six were removed to hospital, two in critical condition.
The shooter was dead upon our arrival, police department arrival, and no officers fired their weapons.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
We're interviewing those who may have been witnesses, and we're obtaining search warrants to get additional information.
Investigators questioned the girl's parents and searched the home. Luigi Mangione to be in court in Altoona, Pennsylvania on Tuesday. It is believed he will waive extradition to New York City, where he faces charges in the killing of the United Healthcare chief exec. A judge in New York City rejected President-elect Trump's bid to have his hush money conviction thrown out on the grounds of the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. This is ABC News. President Biden announced a new national monument.
President Biden signing a proclamation establishing the Francis Perkins National Monument in Newcastle, Maine, honoring the historic contributions of the longest-serving Secretary of Labor and the driving force behind the New Deal.
In her decades of service, she became a fierce defender of unions and workers' rights, an architect of the New Deal, the first woman cabinet secretary, the first woman cabinet secretary.
The president said many benefits Americans take for granted, Social Security, the minimum wage, overtime pay, are in place because of Frances Perkins. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
With apologies to Leonard Skinner. Ooh, that smell. This past Friday, a KLM flight from Amsterdam to Mexico City had, in addition to the human passengers, 100 pigs in the cargo hold. They made it all the way to Bermuda before the stench forced the pilot to divert to the main airport there. The passengers flew to Mexico City the next day, unclear if it was on a different jetliner. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high-interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube.